I made a commitment to myself that I was going to learn how to step into being fully expressed, to creating a life that actually made me feel alive and that was full of impact and significance and purpose.
Hello and welcome to the She Believes She Could podcast. I'm your host, Allison Walsh. I'm a corporate executive, entrepreneur, coach, professional speaker, and mom of three who's obsessed with mindset, confidence, brand building, and helping you create the life and career that you can't stop thinking about. If you're a queen who's chasing your dreams, you are in the right place. I love nothing more than empowering you and equipping you with inspiration, motivation, and the resources you need to make your goals a reality. This show is designed with your dreams in mind, and I am so excited for you to soak up the knowledge and wisdom that my incredible network of guests will share with you. They're successful leaders, impact makers, and world changers, and they're coming in hot with words of wisdom to help you go farther, faster, and make epic things happen for your future. Remember that I believe in you 1000%, and my goal is that you do too. Never forget that you are a queen and you deserve to have it all. So sit back, relax, and get your favorite note-taking device because you're about to receive positive vibes and advice that will help you level up in business and in life. Now let's get to work. As women, you know how using your voice is just as important as believing your voice matters. That's why my friend Trisha Brooke is the transformational speaker coach and mentor for you. She's teaching a live virtual speaking masterclass that you don't want to miss. Head on over to theartofthebigtalk.com/shecould and join her on February 7th and 8th for only $47. That's theartofthebigtalk.com/shecould. Today's guest on the show is none other than Alex Persklove. She guides women in becoming fully expressed and breaking through limitations to elevate business growth while living with more ecstasy in daily life. As a master coach, Alex has helped thousands of women around the world with accelerating in business and, more importantly, learning how to accept and love their most authentic selves. She is a speaker and contributor to Authority Magazine, the host of Igniting Ecstasy in Business podcast, and she has been featured on the Speak stage in New York, as well as in Brains Media and Sway. She lives in Austin with her beloved husband, Adam, and their daughter, Stella Love. Can't wait for you to meet Alex. So let's get to work. Well, Alex, I'm so glad that you are on our show today. Would you mind introducing yourself to our audience?
Absolutely, Allison. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me. So first and foremost, I'll say that who I am is a woman who's continuously pursuing living as her highest self, meaning the me that's able to put fear to the side, connect fully to myself, and honor my true desires. So that's what I'm always practicing. I'm a wife to my best friend, Adam, a mom to a beautiful little girl named Stella Love. And then I'm also a business and success coach. And so I specialize in guiding women to becoming fully expressed, breaking through limitations so they can elevate business growth while also living with more joy, passion, and ecstasy along the way.
Well, all of that sounds fabulous. So thank you for sharing that with us. I'm always curious though, how did you get to this point? What was the calling for business and success coaching? Usually there's a story behind that too.
Yeah. So I have sort of a two-part story to this, and I'll say it really originated when I was 24, living in Dallas, Texas, working in the film industry. And I was out of the blue diagnosed with a tumor in my pancreas with cancerous tissue. And that really just made me, it held up a mirror for my life and made me really look at things and say, what actually really matters to me? And I came to see that so much of my life was actually misaligned with me, even though on the surface, it looked great. This was before Instagram was really big, but the highlight reel looked great. I was working in the film industry, in this successful relationship on the surface, but underneath I was unfulfilled and not living my potential. My relationship was abusive and toxic, and I just wasn't happy. And so when I got that diagnosis, I made a commitment to myself that I was going to learn how to step into being fully expressed, to creating a life that actually made me feel alive and that was full of impact and significance and purpose. And so that really started what's now become a 12-year quest to living my most fully expressed life. But I'll say that for part two of the story, what really then led me down the path into specifically business and success coaching was I had spent years after I left Dallas and recovered from my illness, I'd spent years in nonprofit, years then exploring coaching. I started with executive coaching and really trying to figure out where could I make my greatest impact. And it was through my own growth journey and personal development that I came to see I had this real passion for championing other women who felt like they have been unseen or unheard and are not really allowing their voice to be heard and not being deeply connected to themselves. And so as I grew in my own journey and came to see that when I connected to my most authentic self, it changed everything. I mean, it completely turned my life upside down in the most amazing ways and deepened intimacy in my marriage and accelerated my business growth. It was impacting every area of my life when I became fully expressed. That's what made me want to help other women do the same, because it was like I found, oh, this is what it's all about.
I love that you're sharing this, because I think that, well, we share something in common. We love like empowering others to be their absolute best and give them everything that they need. But why do you think the natural default is to dim that light and to not have that alignment and that authenticity and that just really like unleashing of your own potential? Why do you think we honestly stunt our own growth when it comes to that?
Yeah, well, I personally believe that a lot of us are conditioned at a young age to seek the approval of other people, because even if you go back to when we're age 0 to 7, we're literally dependent on other people for our survival. So our parents have to take care of us, or our guardians have to take care of us, or we don't survive. So our subconscious mind gets developed during that time frame, and our subconscious learns what it takes to get approval from other people, to get validated from other people. And that's what makes us feel safe and comfortable, because that's what kept us surviving. And so unless, as we get older, we start to really consciously question our belief systems and how our subconscious is designed to think, we just stay in those patterns of seeking approval and wanting the validation from other people. So I believe most of us are taught that at a young age. And it's an unconscious thing that occurs for a lot of us. But we end up becoming so needy for that outside approval that we end up stifling finding our own voice and being fully expressed from the inside out, because we're concerned about what other people think, or we want to please people. I know for me, especially as a young girl, I was taught to be the good girl, to not upset people, that's what gets you approval, is not rocking the boat, and really just fitting the mold of what other people think you should be. And so then we end up dimming our own light when we really are attached to needing other people to tell us who we should be or how we should be.
I am so excited to share with you that She Believes She Could book is now on sale and available for pre-order. And when you pre-order, you unlock a bunch of really cool bonuses that you can take advantage of, including access to all of the success tools and resources, the online course that goes along with it. You're invited to join our private Facebook launch community, which I will be behind the scenes walking you through every step of the process, sharing with you the ups, the downs, the trials, the tribulations, all the excitement as we get ready for our official launch in September. So you purchasing your book ahead of time sends all the signals to the bookstores that this book needs to be on their shelves. So it's really, really, really important that you secure your order today. I cannot thank you enough for all of your support on this journey. Go to www.shebelievedbook.com. Grab your order to join us in the pre-launch process or secure your bonuses. Again, thank you so much. www.shebelievedbook.com. Thank you for that. And I know that you're really focused on helping women especially become fully expressed, right, in business and create that joy, create that passion in their daily lives. And so can you explain what being fully expressed means to our audience in your words?
Oh, yes. It's one of my favorite questions. And I'll say that a lot of different people have different definitions of full expression. For me, I define being fully expressed in sort of four key aspects. When you're fully expressed, it means that you're honoring your humanity by living in radical self-acceptance. So being present with whatever is actually arising for you and honoring your emotions. It means that you're also practicing trust in your highest self. So you're living from your intuition, which requires that removing the approval seeking from others. Being fully expressed means that you're embracing your true desires and your own sacred spirituality, sexuality, creativity. So you're really following what's actually true for you. And then you're igniting creativity from your heart over your head. So, I mean, you're living from your truth, from your passion. You're living in your body rather than just operating from your mind. So those are the four key aspects that, to me, distill down to full expression is when you are living deeply connected to who you really are.
Do you have any tips for us on how to get closer to that? If we're listening to you and saying, this sounds amazing, and I resonate with the people pleasing or doing what we think we should have done or do, right? Or we're told to do at a young age. But if we're sitting here listening, going, okay, well, I mean, I'm thinking I'm 40 years old. Am I living fully expressed right now? Like, what can we do? What are the steps? What are the tips? How can we make moves?
Yeah. The very first step is to raise the awareness of where those places are that you're still stifling. So you can actually turn those four key aspects into some simple self-reflection questions. Am I living with radical self-acceptance? Do I allow all of me to be welcome all the time? Question two, am I practicing trust in my intuition? Do I let my heart lead the way versus what other people say I should do? So am I trying to figure things out? Am I trying to get it right? Or am I following what's actually inspiring me? Then am I embracing and prioritizing my true desires? Am I following what I actually really want? And then am I living with creativity from my heart? Am I exercising creativity? Am I allowing myself to get excited and have fun and passion in my business? Am I fired up about what I'm creating? Or am I, again, trying to get it right? Am I grinding? Am I in overwhelm or stress versus being more in receivership? So asking yourself those questions can help you start to identify if you're a no for any of those questions. Oh, then there's still a place where you're stifling your full expression. So that's the place to start exploring. Is it around self-acceptance? Is it around trust and intuition? Is it around my true desires or around creating from my heart?
And then I know you walk alongside a lot of people that are going through this, like, you know, these questions themselves. What do you encourage them to do if the answer is no, like, I'm not doing this, right? Maybe there's two out of the four that aren't happening. Heck, maybe it's four out of the four. You never know. But like, what do you do? How do you help people then make those moves and get in better alignment so that they can really step into who they are?
Yeah, absolutely. Once you have the awareness, the next step is always acceptance and expression. So one, you have to meet yourself with acceptance instead of judging yourself or beating yourself up for not having this, because what you resist persists. So it's about allowing and recognizing, oh, I have this trouble accepting myself or trusting myself for a reason. And we could go a lot deeper into all the, and I do with clients, I go a lot deeper into all the reasons why these blocks are here and going back into your subconscious and where those came from. So it's important to have the awareness and understanding of it and also accepting it and allowing yourself to look at it. And then the third step is to take aligned action. So aligned action is where the rubber really meets the road. So let's say, for example, you're struggling with really trusting your intuition. So then you need to raise the awareness of that and identify, okay, where is a place where I feel like I've been called to something, I'm pulled towards something, I keep getting those sparks of inspiration, of ideas of something I want to do, but then I stop myself because, well, this person says I should do it this way, or because I go into comparison and see no one else is doing it this way, or I'm worried maybe I'll get it wrong. What happens if I make mistakes? What happens if I don't get the results I want? So the aligned action would be to follow your intuition anyway. Let those fears be there, let the concerns be there, but take the action that's guiding you to your intuition. So you need to take the action that actually disrupts the current pattern. Because whatever you've been doing so far is getting you to where you are today. So you need to look at, what am I doing that's producing the current result? And then I need to disrupt that pattern and take different aligned action to get me a new result, which is going to lead to me being fully expressed.
If you want to transform from being a good speaker to a great speaker and start using your voice to increase your impact, your visibility, and your income, there is only one person I know who can guarantee your success. I've known Trisha Brooke for years, and she's the best in the business. She's literally supported thousands of thought leaders in becoming top speakers and influential voices. Speaking is how you become the authority in your field. And when you have the tools and techniques to speak effectively as a leader, your credibility skyrockets. Trisha is teaching a two-day live virtual masterclass on February 7th and 8th for just $47. This masterclass only happens twice a year, so you'll want to register now so you can add speaking to your business model for 2024. Head on over to theartofthebigtalk.com/shecould and start stepping onto big stages. That's theartofthebigtalk.com/shecould. But those can be some bold and brave moves that have to be made, right? So I think like there's that, like, you know, for some, the aligned action might mean a drastic change, right? And something, as you said, disruptive, right? That could really have some fears associated with it. So how do you help people work through that too? Because I think sometimes it's not sometimes, oftentimes it's the fear of the unknown. Like, what if this doesn't work? What if this backfires? What if this is a big mistake? How do you help people through that process?
Yes, that does come up all the time. The fear of the unknown, we all have it. And so where I really focus in on with clients is looking at cultivating that deep trust in yourself and in whatever ends up unfolding. So to do that, you need to kind of reprioritize in your mind and release attachment to specific outcomes. So reprioritize the goal being the outcome. I have to get this specific outcome. Detach from that and instead make it a higher priority to embrace who you are becoming by pursuing that outcome. So prioritize more who you are being. Let yourself fall in love with the journey over the destination. And so to do that, you need to really focus on everything around you being a growth opportunity. So when you're hitting a challenge, instead of seeing the challenge, looking at what are the gifts for me in the challenge? What are the opportunities? What's trying to emerge from me? How am I being called to grow because I'm hitting this roadblock? And when you make your growth the most important thing, that's when it gets a lot easier to navigate the unknown, because whatever happens, happens. If you don't get the exact result you want, okay, you're going to grow from it. So trust in it's going to be this result I want, or it's going to be something better. I'm going to grow in a way I never imagined that I would grow, and let the growth over comfort be the priority.
Have you noticed, and this is just my curiosity, have you noticed that those that tend to be like in huge positions, or maybe they're at the top of their corporate career or have scaled a business to be super successful, and yet maybe all of those situations want something different, because there's so much success attached to it, it can make it even harder? Or are you, I'm just curious, because I know I've talked to a lot of women that are like, I've worked my whole career to be where I'm at and I'm not happy. Right. Or I've worked so hard to build this business and this isn't what I thought it would be. And I don't want to do this anymore. Right. So like, are you, and those to me seem to be the hardest ones, because there's so much identity attached to their success in that moment, where, you know, it sounds liberating to make a change and you know, it's necessary, but it's like such, it could be such a hard fall and a steep fall when it's that significant of a shift. I'm just curious. I would love to just know what your thoughts are here.
Yeah. So I would agree. I hear that a lot actually, about, because I work with a lot of high achieving women. And I think that many of us as women were also kind of brought up and mentored or involved in the very masculine side of the personal growth space, which is very focused on goal achievement and striving to get to the next level. And something I've experienced from my own journey, and I was actually just talking with a client about this morning, that when we start hitting those bigger and bigger goals and start seeing, oh, wait, it's not actually bringing me the fulfillment that I thought it would, it means that there's something out of alignment with who you really are there. And so that can be challenging, like you said, when you've created all this success to go into those places and look. But, you know, it's fascinating. I'm talking to this client of mine this morning, and she was sharing about how much she has grown this year and how much she's getting clarity around what she thought she wanted versus what she actually really wants. And what's funny is this past year during our work together, she actually did end up, she doubled her business revenue. She grew her clientele. She made these great strides in business, but she said to me, you know, those business results, they're an afterthought. Like, it's not even, yes, I'm celebrating them, but it's just an afterthought, because what I've come to see is that years ago, I was pursuing the seven-figure business and I had to have, it had to look this way. And I had to pay myself $1 million because that was helping me own my worth and make me feel like I was good enough. And that's what so much of that is based in, right? We're trying to prove our worth by having all these external results. And so she said the most significant shift she made was realizing, if I'm pursuing something because I feel like once I hit that goal, then I'll feel better. Then I'll feel like I can relax more. Then I'll have experience more abundance. Then I'll feel like I've really made it. Then I'll be more confident. If we're in that cycle, it never actually works that way, because how you show up on the journey is how you experience the destination. And so she said that was actually the most significant shift she received. And that's the greatest outcome she's celebrating, as she realized, oh, it's not about the goal. It's about me. It's about who I'm becoming. That's what's actually giving me so much more fulfillment in my life. So I know I got away from your question, I think, a little bit, but it's something that I think is an important conversation to be having, especially with women who've created this success, and looking at what's actually your priority of what you want to experience in your life. What do you actually really want to be experiencing? Because that's what matters most.
Yeah. And I think that I'm so glad that we're having this conversation too, because I mean, we talk a lot about goal setting, achievement, all that. And it's all important, right? It's very important on the quest to becoming the people that we want to be. But if it's so wrapped up in the destination versus the journey, you're going to miss out and it's going to feel very empty, very empty. I mean, I can think of several situations where, you know, just in the course of my life, and specifically like 2021, 22, there were some things that were happening that were, they felt really big, right? Or big accomplishments, big milestones. And there was so much attached to the actual destination that I didn't enjoy the journey as much, right? Or I got to the destination, it felt very hollow. And I think that that's where, as I think about us going into the new year and this beautiful opportunity to be very thoughtful and intentional about how we show up and how we fully express ourselves, right? As we, you know, step into this new year, it's so important to think about everything that you've said today. And so I really want to thank you for having this conversation, because it's so easy for us to just chase the next thing. It's so easy for us to get on autopilot. It's so easy for us to attach our identity to something that isn't truly fulfilling. And I want to just really encourage everybody that's listening today to tune into themselves and to ask themselves those questions that you so beautifully shared with us, those four points of like, are we doing those things, right? Are we able to really stand in our truth and be who we want to be? So thank you for that. And before we wrap up today, we have two questions that we love to ask every guest that comes on our show. I'm curious what your definition of confidence is.
Ooh. Let me say this, Allison, right before I answer that question about confidence, that's a juicy question. I appreciate what you just shared. And I would love to add just one additional question for reflection for our listeners today, because I love that you brought that in about goal achievement being important and absolutely focusing on, you have to be intentional, right, to create your desires. And to flip around the, once I hit this next goal, then I'll feel better. A great reflection question to support you disrupting that pattern is to start with, what would it look like, or what would it take for me to feel good first? What do I need to actually feel good now? And then once you start feeling better is when you create more exciting, more empowering results. So I'd love to invite everyone to reflect on that as well. What does it look like for me to feel good now? What makes me feel good? And let yourself tap into that and let it be present here and now. So with that, to answer the question about how I define confidence, I would say to me that confidence is really owning your value from the inside out. Yeah. Being connected to your innate inherent worth and value.
I love that. Thank you. And then we love to be inspired by others. So do you have any books, any influencers, any thought leaders that we should be tuning into and also being inspired by?
Of course, one of my favorite books, especially as we're talking about trust and following your intuition and dancing to the beat of your own drum, there is a book called Trust by Jan LaVanzant that is fantastic. Highly recommend it for everyone. And then I also really enjoy the book Wishes Fulfilled by Wayne Dyer. the late Wayne Dyer. And so he has some really incredible content. Oh gosh, I could go on and on. I'm just turning my head and looking at my bookshelf, just full of all my favorites. But I would say that trust is one of my favorites to recommend specifically around this topic. And actually a recent book I've read in the last year that I loved was The Illusion of Money by Kyle Cease. And he talks a lot about this concept as well and finding your value from within you first.
Beautiful. Love it. Thank you so much, Alex. And then please share with us where we can find you, follow you, connect with you, work with you, be inspired by you. And I know you've given us a link for a wonderful download too that I'll include in the show notes. So please share.
Yes. Thank you, Allison. Well, to go with the theme of trust, I've also written an ebook that I'd love to offer the listeners. You can download. It's called Radical Trust, A Woman's Guide to Manifesting True Desires, Joy, and Passion. And so that gives some really specific, tangible action steps you can start taking in cultivating deeper trust within yourself so that you can be fully expressed and create more of what you actually desire. And then, of course, I love to connect with people online. You can follow me on Instagram, LinkedIn. You can find me, Alex Persglove. And then my website, alexpersglove.com. So I love to connect, to hear from people, what they took away from this episode, what you're reflecting on for yourself. Would love to support anybody in processing that. And you can learn more on my website about the coaching and retreats and different things I do, but I'd love to hear from anyone who's has any insights to share from this episode.
This is so beautiful. Thank you for having this conversation with me today and sharing your wisdom with our audience.
Thank you, Allison.
I hope you loved this show. If you did, please head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. It makes a big difference and helps a lot more queens who are chasing their dreams to find this show too. We work really hard on creating a quality production, and I want to make sure as many people that need to listen to it can. So we appreciate your help in advance. And of course, check out the show notes. We always include lots of great information in there, as well as links so that you can continue the conversation or access additional support or resources or the book recommendations from our guests. So please check that out. We would love for you to continue to stay engaged with our beautiful community. You can also access the She Believed She Could Facebook community from the link in the show notes as well. And you know we'll be continuing the conversation at Allison Walsh on Instagram. So please join us there. And remember, I believe in you 1000%. And my goal is that you do too. So please stay connected. Let me know how I can support you as you chase and accomplish your goals. I'm always happy to make a connection, or maybe it's just to fill up your cup and tell you that you're an awesome queen that can accomplish anything that you set your mind to. So whatever you need, I'm here for you. I'm so excited for you. Stay focused, beautiful. It is all within reach, and you deserve abundant success. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.